brief question to start off. You do not have to answer it if you feel it will date you too much. Pogo Possum, who remembers him? A few, all right. Pogo Possum, who was Walt Kelly's cartoon character. Oh, incidentally, this is set in the Okefenokee Swamp, wherever that is. It's people with animals. Pogo Possum is one, and Albert the Alligator is another one. Well, Pogo Possum walks over to the refrigerator, takes out a steaming hot cup of something, and hands it to Albert the Alligator. How come you has got hot coffee from the refrigerator? Albert asks. It's not coffee, it's tea. Do that explain it? No, but I'm sorry I asked. Well, today is Trinity Sunday, so we ask, paraphrasing Albert, what's the Trinity? Frequently, we get back to the response, don't know, but I'm sorry you asked. One commentator says, many preachers will then dive into a pithy attempt to explain the mystery of the holy and undivided Trinity in 5 minutes or less. And these efforts are really successful and they are often heretical. You can choose which mine are. That same commentator suggests if you want a manageable introduction to the Holy Trinity on the occasion of this great feast day, the Wikipedia article is actually a pretty good history of the development of the doctrine and a decent explication of our current understanding of it. And if that sounds pretty daunting, you can head over to YouTube. And there, Lutheran Satire has produced a 4-minute video that hilariously shows the pitfalls of simplistic views and then takes us right to the threshold of the mystery of the Trinity. I've read definitions and descriptions of the word Trinity in Wikipedia, Harper's Dictionary of the Bible, the Dictionary of the Bible by John Mackenzie, a Jesuit, the Oxford Dictionary of the Christian Church, my 30-year-old class notes, and lots of other sources online. The Lutheran source is the best, but even so, with Albert, I still say, I am sorry I asked. Well, I tried a different tack in honor of Father's Day, trying to get away from that. In another parish, long ago and far away, a parishioner walked up to me and said, your son's a custodian at the school I teach at. Yeah, I know. Tell me something I don't know. How do you know he is my son? He looks like you. He walks like you. He talks like you. But the worst thing is that he has your sense of humor. I said, wow, you should hear the two of us together. Well, father, son, and humorous spirit. It's not the Trinity. Not the Trinity, Albert, but similar to Patrick's three-leaf clover. The Lutheran source is still the best. Look it up, I'll quiz you next time I'm here. However, as I read and reread today's lessons and plowed through too many commentaries, it began to dawn on me that when we talk about the Trinity, we usually are talking about the Holy Spirit. And when we talk about the Holy Spirit, almost invariably, we talk about something that happened. Almost as if the Holy Spirit is a happening, an event of some kind. In this morning's reading from Proverbs, that is wisdom or the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit is seen as the creative, artistic, and playful aspect of the divinity. God likes a good time, we are told. And if that doesn't convince you, go to the marriage of Cana in the gospel. God likes a good time. God's creativity is play, not work. God delights in beauty. God has fun in creativity. The poet of the universe rejoices in the creativity of creaturely life. The Holy Spirit seems to have a bias towards joy and playfulness in the act of creation and a great sense of humor. How about last week on Pentecost? Imagine God's laughter when the disciples all simultaneously burst out into languages they had never spoken. Last week in my wife's parish, a number of people in the congregation stood up and simultaneously began to do the Acts reading in different languages all at once. It was a surprise at first. Then it turned into something incredibly funny. Then it seemed that the Holy Spirit might actually be present. Maybe we felt in a small way what the audience felt at that first Pentecost. The psalm talks about the wonders of creation, the heavens, the work of God's fingers, the moon and the stars, all sheep and oxen, the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the seas, all the universe playfully created by God, the Holy Spirit. Paul moves this amazement at creation of the material universe into the very inmost parts of our being. Our troubles and sorrows are transformed into positive characteristics poured into our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus promises the disciples and us that we will be guided by the Spirit of truth, what we call the Holy Spirit. Now, I don't know about you, but sometimes we find ourselves in the midst of one of these events or happenings. Last week's simultaneously multilingual readings of Acts was one for me. Here's another. My wife and I were headed home after a long, pleasant day. It was a tiring drive, and we were looking forward to getting home. You've experienced that. Nice day, but it's going to be great to get home and flop on the couch for a while. Just as we were cresting a hill and driving into a beautiful sunset, I flipped a CD into the dash, and we were greeted by the first notes of Beethoven's Fifth. I recounted the experience to my spiritual director, and he looked at me and said, "And did you say thank you?" And ever since then, when my wife or I hear or see something especially beautiful, we call or turn to the other and say, "Thank you." Visitations of the Holy Spirit, do you think? In another parish, a three-year-old walked up the aisle towards the communion rail, holding his mother's hand, perhaps expecting to get the usual blessing from the priest, as his mother got a wafer and some wine. He looked at the priest with a rather puzzled expression on his face. The mother and child got to their feet, turned around, and started back to their pews. A little way down the aisle, the little boy turned around, looked towards the altar, and wailed in a loud voice, as only little boys can do, "I want some Jesus!" Did he understand communion? Was this the Holy Spirit? Maybe. Or serving communion. Occasionally, when I give bread or wine to a little child who has held out his or her hand, I will look at the parent to get an indication that this is all right. And at times, I get a smile and something leaks from the parent's eyes to mine, and I feel something. Is this the Holy Spirit? I believe so. For the parent, for the child, just for me, I'm not sure. Only the other person can know. But for me, yes. Have you had experiences like these? Have you said, thank you? Have you, like me, paraphrased Albert the Alligator and said, I as glad I asked.